Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show.
Good to have you here. I am really excited today because we're going to talk about one of kind of, I don't want to say the secrets, but one of the little things that oftentimes people don't get. I get a lot of questions about it, and there you guys are constantly asking why it's a big deal. We're going to talk about why it is so important to really have a niche to grow your cleaning company, how drastically important it is to know who your customer is and what they want and be crystal clear on the difference between a good customer, a bad customer, and all that. So the problem is so many of us believe, and I used to do this, and this is again coming from a guy that's absolutely done this wrong, so I'm dying to see you guys get it right and not go through the same pain and suffering that I went through. But not only do we, the belief is that we just want more customers, but the reality is we need good customers, and we got to be able to know what a good customer is. How do they pay? Is it up front or is it behind? Do we have to beg? Are they profitable? Do they grind us? Do they yell at us or employees? Do they require us to staff up and staff down because they got a bunch of work right now and then no work later? Thomas and Kristen in the house. I haven't seen these guys in a long time. Welcome, guys. So we really want to make sure that we get out of the mindset of, I just need more customers. When I get more customers, I'm succeeding, because it couldn't be further from, look at all the hearts coming in. We only got like four people on here and a lot of love, feeling it good. So as soon as I say it, more hearts. You guys are the best. You make me happy. So the goal is, we first and foremost, we got to shift from, if I'm getting customers, I'm successful, which just is a lie from the pit of hell, to if I'm getting the right customers and serving them, that's a big part of my success. So we got to get out of that. Just as long as I'm getting new customers, life is good, because that couldn't be further from the truth. And the problem is, if you don't know who the right customers are, you can never create a system that attracts them, right? So many people, so really those are kind of the keys, of the foundation we have to build on is, first and foremost, we're not just looking for customers. We're looking for the right customers, for good customers, for the customers that work within our plan and our system and the goals that we have to help us get to our goals. So someone that might have a good customer for me might not be a good customer for you. Hey, Michelle, good to have you in the house, sister. And another elite person that makes me smile. Good to have you. So again, the two big foundations we're going to start with is, we are not looking for more customers. We're looking for more of the right customers, and we have to know who the right customers are before we can create a system to attract them. And if we don't know who the right customers are, we'll just attract anybody, right? Anyone who's dated know this is the case, right? If you're not clear on what you want in a mate or a spouse, oh my goodness, are you going to attract the wrong people? So it's really important. You don't even have a chance. If you're super clear, you've got a chance, but if you're not clear, you've got no chance. So let's go over exactly what needs to happen and how we need to look at this to be successful in our lives. And actually, and this is huge. If I could only tell people one or two things, if I only had like 10 seconds to help someone grow their cleaning company, probably first would be charge enough, right? We talk about that quite a bit. And a corollary to that would be get the right customers, right? Because the wrong customers are never going to pay enough and they're going to make your life miserable. So if I could only say two things, it might be that. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff, but this is a big one. So let's dive in. So again, we've got to get out of the belief of any customer is a good customer and understand not only that is any customer not a good customer, but the fastest way to go out of business or to go broke or to make yourself miserable is to pick up a bunch of the wrong customers, because they're going to be wrong for so many ways. One, they're going to oftentimes not want to pay enough, right? And that just is a nasty little trap, because what happens, hey, Daisy, good to see you, sister. When they don't pay enough, A, you can't service them properly. So that makes you, or you don't have enough money to do a good job. So you have to go broke, which is going to make you resent them, or do a half-assed job trying to serve them what you told them you do. And then they resent you. Either way, they're going to do a lot of waste, and there's no joy in it. B, it could be they pay enough, but they don't pay on time, and you're constantly begging and have to manage money because they're not paying and they're using you as a bank, not a good customer. The other one could be they're just bad people, right? One of the things I love about you guys, Cleaning Nation, is you're just some of the nicest human beings on the face of the earth, and I feel really honored to get to hang out with you. And I don't know how much of a dollar figure I can put on that, but just my happiness is high. And I feel like that I can serve you better because I care about you guys so much, and it's such a good community. So Making sure that they like you and they respect and appreciate what you do and you respect and appreciate what they do is huge. And then finally, you want to make sure that, and actually, Dave, this is one of the things I got to work with Daisy. You want to make sure that they are consistent, right? We're not looking for customers who today or this month or some months need a bunch of work, but other days or other months don't need a lot of work, because what happens is you're constantly scaling up and down, whether it be by day, by weeks. Dina says, GMCC rocks, love Shane. He's sneaking in under Dina's login. Good to see you, buddy. So yeah, we want to make sure that they're consistent, right? If they need a bunch of work today or this week and not the other week, it kills our cash flow. It kills our ability to get good employees, right? Good employees are not going to tolerate, you know, a 15-hour day today and then being off for 3 days and then 1 hour the next day and then 3 hours the next. It just never works. So we want to make sure we're clear on what a good customer is. And that's just a starting point. So the next myth that's going to eat your lunch is the wrong customers don't cost me anything, right? I get that a lot when I coach my folks, like, to start making room for the right customers. They tell themselves and they tell me, you don't understand my business. I hardly spend any time with them. They don't drive me nuts or anything like that. The reality is, the truth of the matter is, every single time I've had someone finally let go of a class of customers that wasn't serving them right, they tell me within a week or two, oh my gosh, I have so much extra time. I have so much extra energy. I'm falling back in love with my business again. New good customers just showed up. There's some sort of magic to it in terms of, and I don't know why I always go with the dating relationship, because I've been married for 10 years. So I haven't dated in at least five. Just kidding, baby. So the same thing, right? You see these people that are in bad relationships with one another, and they might be bumping into people that would be a great match for them day in and day out, but because they're in this relationship, they can't see it. And as soon as they end that unhealthy relationship, there's kind of room in their life, in their mind, in their just energy for the right person. So it works the same with customers. I promise you, having coached dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of people through this, 100% of the people that stopped taking on bad customers that felt like, oh, they weren't taking extra time, it was fine, they didn't cost me anything in terms of time or money or emotion. As soon as they let go, they're like, holy crap, I didn't realize how much time they had started taking, right? Because you don't notice it because it happens so slowly. All right. That kind of brings us to the corollary of, I could be really good at a bunch of stuff, right? It's, if I'm like on the commercial side, I can be really good at medical and also good at car dealerships and also really good at, you know, construction cleanup. And while I'm doing that, you might be a genius and you might be able to be good at a bunch of stuff. The problem is you can only be the best at one thing, and only if you're really, really good. So the problem is you can opt out of this, but if you better hope that your competition is terrible, because if you've got a competitor that knows that they know that they know that they're only going to serve one customer, they're going to eat your lunch, right? So I use the example all the time of, you know, there's Anthony Robbins, there's, you know, Bob Proctor, there's a lot of great coaches out there. They're probably better than I am at helping business owners. But if they try to come into the Grow My Cleaning Company space, there's no competition. I could take them because I know I've spent hundreds and thousands of hours serving you guys, and I've forgotten more about how to grow a cleaning company than just about anyone walking the face of the earth knows. So that's the kind of leverage that you can have with your customer. When all you do is one thing and you're the best in the world at that, it just gives you this authority. It gives you this confidence. It gives you, it makes your life a lot better. So you might be able to be, you probably can't be good at a bunch of things. You might be a genius that can be good at a bunch of things, but if you're lucky and you're great, you can only be the best at one thing. So I really, really want to encourage you, aside from it making you your life easier and just having the confidence of, like, I forgot more about this than most people know. Your customers get that too. So the problem is, the natural thing that we run into is this crazy belief that the broader my net, the bigger the catch, right? If, you know, there might only be, let's go on residential. We're saying we're only going to deal with, you know, I've got customers that do like kind of high rise condos, you know, high, you know, where it's like they can get, you know, 50 or 60 clients in one building. They might think, and a lot of them had, well, if I do post-construction cleanup and move in, move out, and these condos and houses and a little commercial, a lot of people are like, oh, if I just do commercial and residential, it'll be great. The crazy thing is, you've got to have the right bait for the right fish. And the bait, if I try to use the wrong bait for the wrong fish, I'm going to get crushed. So an example of that would be, I'm in that condo space and I'm dealing with young kind of professional people that are making decent money and they go out and party all the time. That's great. Hey, Mimi, good to have you. And I tried to say, hey, more free time for fun and more time to be with your friends and more time to live your life. That bait, that message might be good for that particular person, But if I went to then sell or help, let's say a manager of an industrial office space, right? And I try to tell him that, he's going to think I'm crazy. He's going to know I don't know what I'm talking about. He's going to be more about saving time and not getting in trouble with his boss and not looking stupid. And it's just a totally different thing. So the problem is, if we've got too many different niches, we can't really understand any of them. So the message has got to be really generic. I mean, you're down to, I will clean stuff for money. And the problem with I will clean stuff for money, that's not all your competitors can say, because they're not niching either. And then it comes down to who's the cheapest, right? And now we're back into, we're not making enough money, we can't do a good job, and we don't know what we're doing. So it just, a lot of negative things roll into this belief that I can be better for everybody than I am just for a very few specific people. So again, you've got to be able to match the bait that you're using, marketing, to the right fish. And if we're not clear on who the fish is, there's no clue on what bait to use, right? If I'm fishing and I want to catch trout and I put a $100 bill on my hook, it's probably not going to help any. I don't think I get it. I'm not a master fisherman, but I don't think anyone's going to bite. The flip side is, if I take that $100 bill and walk out in the streets to other humans and try and give it to them, I bet you I can get someone to take that $100 bill. Likewise, if I take some fish food, I don't know much about fish, but I know that fish food stinks. I'm trying to give that to humans. I'm not going to have any interest. So it's really important, you know, exactly who you're trying to help, so you can give them a message that's appealing to them. So let me give you a couple let's blow up a couple other myths that you might be thinking that's going to stop you from making this change. The first is, I get all my customers by word of mouth. The problem is, if you're not really clear on who your customer is, you can't tell your community, and you make it really difficult for them to refer you, right? So everybody I know in my personal life, we've got a pretty good marketing system, so I don't need a lot of referrals, but actually, from you guys, I do. From my personal life, I don't give two craps. But from you guys in Cleaning Nation, if we've changed your life, absolutely turn someone else on to the show and let us help them. But it's really easy. People know, if I want to refer someone to Mike, it's anyone that has a cleaning company that's struggling. Super easy. When someone goes, I've got a cleaning company and I'm dying out here, I can't hire. It's really easy to go, oh my gosh, I know a guy who can absolutely help you. But if I was just this coach that coached people, they don't know, right? So again, you've got, the clearer you are in exactly what you do and who a perfect customer is, the better your referrals can be. A lot of people are like, I don't get a lot, you know, I can't control my referrals. Sometimes I get some, sometimes I don't. And a lot of the referrals I get are the wrong people. Well, it's because you don't know who you're really trying to attract. So you can't educate your community on who you want to attract, so they can't help you. So clarity equals success in this. That even the word of mouth stuff, where a lot of you have grown, is supercharged when you get clear on who you want. Daisy says, having a niche is so much easier for the employees. They know what they're walking into. So true, right? If I have an employee do pressure washing and then go try to clean a minute clinic and then try to do, a condo 27 floors up and then a 6,000 square foot mansion, A, they're going to be garbage at all of that, because those are all different cleans. B, they're going to be frustrated as all get out. And there should be a C, but I'm not that fast on my feet. So you'll have to fill in your own C. Hey, welcome, Christina, a longtime friend of Cleaning Nation. Good to see you, sister. Okay, so the next one is, be like, oh, I'll just post on social media. Because again, I talk to a lot of people like, oh, I'm growing fast without having a niche. I'll just go by word of mouth. Maybe, but it'll supercharge when you have a niche. When you go on social media, the problem is, who's your customer? Where do they go, right? People say social media. Is that Facebook? Is that LinkedIn? Is that Instagram? Well, guess what? If you're trying to get property managers in your area, Instagram ain't going to work, right? You could waste a lot of time and money in Instagram or Twitter. And there are other places, if you are, you know, dealing with stay-at-home moms, Instagram might be a great place. So again, this whole I'm just going to post on social media is garbage, because A, we don't know where they're at. B, what is it you're going to post, right? You've got to get the right bait, the right message for the right prospect. So if you don't know where your ideal customers are, you don't know where to post. And if you don't know what they want, you don't have to say when you post. And it's just kind of it's just a lose-lose, right? So, all right, the next thing is, I'll just pay someone to get customers. This is probably my least favorite thing. People get confused about what business we're in, and they say crazy things like, I just want to clean. I'll just pay someone else to get my clients. It is the reverse. When you pay someone to get your clients, like a subcontractor or something, they take all of the profit. Either they don't know what they're doing, right? You can get someone cheap, but that always is a waste of money because you're not getting clients. Or if they really know what they're doing, they're going to take more than all of your profit, and you'll just have a cleaning job. So the reality is, First of all, if you don't know who your customers are or what they want or where they go to get it, how is some stranger going to know, right? You might as well just keep your money and not grow. That's my least favorite. Like, I'll just find a telemarketing customer to call whom and to say what. You don't know what they want or what their pain is. And, you know, the telemarketer, if he calls all sorts of different places, I'm going to call a golf shop and then a house and then, you know, some manufacturing facility and then a car dealership. What on God's green earth is he going to possibly say to them that's interesting? So no matter what you try to do, and I'm not saying it can never work, it's just business is hard enough. The cleaning business, if any of you guys have been in it long enough, you know it's not easy. Why make it harder? Well, there's no extra bonus points for style or for difficulty. So let's take off the kind of the difficulty, the extra wow factor, and just make it easy, right? Another thing that can absolutely kill you is this crazy belief that my customers will be impressed that I do so many things. The reality is your prospects and your customers stress out when they think you don't understand what they do, right? If you went to my website and it said, I will coach your cleaning company, I'll coach your kid at soccer, I'll coach you on how to organize your life, I'll coach you on how to lift weights, I'll coach you on diet, you're not going to be like, wow, this guy's a genius. He knows so many things about so many things. You're going to go, I would rather just have a guy that knows that is going to coach exactly in what I do. So your customers are not going to be impressed at what at all the things that you know. They're going to think that you don't understand them. And that's really the key. Again, here's a little bonus content. We always try to make it about what about us, right? We know this, we know that. The trick is with any marketing, if I could give you the shortest lesson in marketing possible, it's going to be make it all about them. But again, if you don't know who them is, right? If you're like, well, my marketing message is anyone that needs anything cleaned. If they need a car cleaned, a carpet cleaned, their hair cleaned, you know, their toenails cleaned, their house cleaned, you know, their money laundered, like dry cleaning, anything with the word clean, my goodness, you're gonna crush yourself. So the more specific you can be, the more your customers are actually gonna appreciate that you know and understand them as opposed to not. All right, so the good news is once you are able to make the shift, and I'll just kind of summarize it, we don't want customers, we want the right customers, and we have to know who the right customers are. Once we know who they are, we only want to attract and keep and accept those right customers. We got to understand that having the wrong customers is probably the biggest cost in your business. I have found, you know, a lot of times people think it's labor or it's marketing. The biggest cost is almost always the opportunity cost. I sadly, you know, we do breakthrough calls with folks, and first thing we do is where are you at, where you want to be, how long you been there. And I have people that have been at the same spot for 10 years, and you know, maybe they're doing 10 grand a month and it's taken them 10 years to get there. Well, holy crap, if we could have 9 years ago helped them create a system to get to 20 and 30 grand, that's millions of dollars they left on the table. So when you think, oh, my advertising or my you know, labor, whatever you think is your biggest cost, it is almost always your lost opportunity. If there's a system and a process that could double your business or quadruple your business over the next 5 or 10 years, that is the most money you're leaving on the table. So that opportunity cost of keeping, and we all think we've just got this unlimited time and money, like, oh, I can handle a bunch of the wrong customers and still attract the right customers. You absolutely can't. Just like we said, you might be able to be good at a bunch of stuff, but you can only be the best at one thing, and that's on a good day. We got to get rid of the broader my net, the bigger the catch, and understand we've got to understand exactly what our prospect wants and then use exactly that bait. And we can't do that if we're doing too broad. So I'll get customers by word of mouth. Well, who is it? What word? If they don't know who to refer to you, the word of mouth thing doesn't work. Or I'll just go on social media. Well, what social media? Where are your customers? What will you say? Or my least favorite is I'll just pay someone to get me customers, which is just a fallacy, right? Because there's only two kinds of those folks. There's the kind that don't know how to get you customers, and they'll take your money, you won't get anything. Or the people that do know how to get your customers, and they'll take all your profit and more, and you just have a cleaning job. So that's it. The good news is once you know exactly who your perfect prospect is, you can really know them. And ideally, you want to know them better than you know yourself. My favorite thing is when myself or one of our folks get on a breakthrough call and people are like, holy crap, I feel like when you're on the podcast or I hear you on the Facebook Lives, you say stuff. I'm like, has Mike been like listening in on my private conversation? Zachary says 10 years to get 10,000 a month. Yeah, that's a bad example, by the way. I'm not holding that up as a good idea. I'm saying it breaks my heart when we find people that have taken 10 years to get to $10,000 and had the right systems and processes 9.5 years ago. They could have got there in a year or two or 6 months. And that opportunity cost is huge. So once you know who your perfect customer is, you can know them better than they know themselves, right? You can start communicating their pain where they go, holy crap, I've always felt that way, but I never even knew how to communicate it. Once you're able to do that, marketing and client attraction gets really, really easy. And people know that you can, when they know that you understand their pain better than they understand it, they know that you know that you can solve it better. They know that you can solve it better. You can actually do it cheaper and faster than your competitors. And you go, oh, so I could charge less. Maybe I would charge more. So we can solve it, their problem, cheaper and faster and better than our competitors. And we can charge way more, right? When I say I'm a specialist, does that usually mean it's going to be cheap? Nope. You expect it to be expensive, right? If I've got a Mercedes and I go to the mechanic, I expect one price, but when I go to the Mercedes specialist that only deals with Mercedes and they're experts in Mercedes, I know I'm going to pay more because I know that guy knows my car better than anybody else. So you can, once you start marketing to your niche, you can know them better than they know themselves. You can attract them cheaper because you're able to communicate what they want. You can solve their problem better, cheaper, and faster. You can charge more, and you can spend less on client attraction and learning because you don't have to keep learning new things when you get new clients. You're already the best in the world at your clients. So if this has gotten you fired up and you're like, yes, I don't want another opportunity cost of 10 years of being stuck. I want a system and a process to find out who my customers are, how to put together a system to get them, how to hire the people, all the systems and processes you need to learn, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. You'll find hundreds of broadcasts like this. I would start at the top. There's a video, which is our five shifts video that took me, gosh, it is just the best of what I could distill down into about less than an hour. I don't know exactly how long it is. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out all the complimentary stuff that we have. If you are ready to really change and start building systems and processes and not have that opportunity cost slipping away in your customer, go to in your business, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Let us help you jump on the complimentary on-demand training. It's amazing. And click the success stories button, by the way. We've got dozens and dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds at this point, of our amazing, perfect Dina's. It will change your life. Another thing I love about this community is you guys are just the coolest people ever. So my favorite thing is to have our Clean Profit Program graduates on this and brag and show off how amazing they are. So if you want to hear a lot more, certainly there's free resources in terms of how to grow your business. But if you want to hear some amazing stories of amazing people that have done that, go to growmycleaningcompany.com, click on the success stories button and check that out. So Daisy says, sure does. You guys are amazing. Big virtual hugs to all the Clean Profit elite folks out there. Love you guys. Kristen says, do it, y'all. Mike and Nat are the best. And that's coming from Christina Jocelyn, who's an amazing human being. She came to one of our live events, so I actually got to hang out with her for a weekend, which was the best. All right, guys, gals, all the stuff that we're talking about is great. And my biggest fear on these is so many people go, wow, I love the podcast or I love the videos. And I go, great, what have you done? And they go, nothing. So please, please, please don't just walk away from this and go, wow, that was great. I feel so much smarter and I'm not going to do a blessed thing different. That will do nothing in terms of growing your business. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com, jump in on the free on-demand training. We do everything we can to change your life for the best, but we can't be more committed to your business than you are. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com, take advantage of the free resources, start with the free on-demand training, and I can't wait to serve you guys. Talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.